Oh, hi. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. And for those of you who were listening yesterday at this time, you know that my producer, Dan Shagru, got a phone call that took him away from the show. He and his wife are expecting, and it didn't happen, but he is going to be off for the remainder of this week and next week. He's got to stay near home because the doctor says it could be any minute now. And so we're looking out. We're looking for Dan and his wife to have a child very, very, very soon. So and he's off and filling in for him for the remainder of the week and next week is Dan Long. And hi, Dan.
Hello.
All right. And by the way, Dan will be filling in again next week. And I will be off next Thursday and Friday. I'm taking those days off because of the induction to the Walk of Fame. I'm going to take that morning off and then the following morning. And so a week from today and a week from tomorrow, Brian Noonan will be filling in for me. So I want to thank Brian Noonan for doing that. And there you go. Now, Esmeralda has arrived into the studio. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready for another celebrity name game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And now remember, Dan, you are going to keep track of the score, how many each of us get right. Okay?
Think I can handle that.
And you'll have to just time us for 45 seconds. Now, as I mentioned before, if you weren't listening, we've pretty much run out of the cards that have themes.
Yes.
So now we just have the anything at all card, but we're only going to do 45 seconds for each round.
Okay.
That sound all right? Let's see how many we get in that. So now we couldn't. Dan Shagru has the original theme, I guess, under lock and key in the Dan Shagru files.
He takes it with him.
Takes it with him everywhere he goes. So we had to. So Dan Long had to pull the sound from a previous edition mm-hmm. that we did on the air.
Oh, okay.
So shall we give this a try? Here we go.
Let's try it.
Oh, geez.
It's Nick, the celebrity name game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
All right. That's me.
That makes sense.
That
good.
Was me, yeah.
You didn't have to say anything. We could have been like,
Could have just sat there and listened to me talk because it's basically that intro. Well, there it is. You've heard the official song, and now it's time for the official celebrity name game. Dan Long keeping score and keeping time. So, Esmeralda, we don't have any themes on any of the rounds.
Okay.
So, Dan, whenever you're ready, give her 45 seconds on the clock.
All right, 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
He's in the Bond movie. He's the blonde man.
Daniel
the
Craig?
New one. Yes. Adele sang the song for the movie.
Skyfall?
Yes. The good James Bond.
These don't seem to be random.
Well, they're not. Okay. So just keep going.
Oh, okay. Roger Moore. No, Sean Connery.
There you go. What's that other Bond movie that everyone likes?
Well, there's, considering there's 50 movies.
Oh, wait. This is the same one from Daniel Craig.
Casino Royale?
Yes. This is the second most liked James Bond.
Roger Moore?
Yes. this is the...
Three.
The lady...
Two.
One.
Time.
You didn't understand when I wagged
no,
my finger
I didn't
up
understand
and down?
That.
The lady?
Did you get a themed card?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Because this is what he gave me?
Oh.
What does it matter?
No, I don't know. I don't know. So that was obvious. Because it
looks like they're all themed.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it for you? Did you take it from the big deck?
There was one deck in there.
Oh, okay. So they're all themed. I guess we all have his themed cards. I thought we ran out of the other ones. All right, so they're themed.
Whatever.
How many did we get in that one?
Nick, you got a first round score of 5.
5.
Like I said, I don't ever pay attention to the theme anyway.
All right. Well, I'm going to. I just got confused because I'm easily confused because I'm a moron.
Clearly.
All right. Here's your theme. Are you ready? All right. All about David Letterman.
Okay.
Top 10 guy. All about David Letterman. Top 10 guy. Okay.
All right,
and as quickly as it went out.
You're not a Letterman fan?
No, not really.
Man, oh man, there's something wrong with you. Okay.
45 on the clock. Begin.
The show that he hosted after NBC. It's currently hosted by Stephen Colbert.
Oh, late Night with Dave, no. The Late Show?
Yes. The network that he was on.
CBS.
Right. The band leader. His band leader.
Oh, Paul. Oh, my gosh. Paul. Ooh, I can see him in my head. Paul Schaefer.
Right. They would bring a dog on set to do something.
Stupid animal tricks.
No. Nope.
Stupid pet tricks.
Right. The place of a stat. Well, you're not going to know this if you don't watch it. The street that the theater is on in New York, the biggest street in New York.
Broadway.
Most, yes. The host.
Three,
of the late
two,
legendary host of The Tonight
one,
Show.
Time.
Okay. Johnny Carson.
Oh, okay.
Would you have known, do you know what the Hello Deli is?
Yeah, I've seen the thing.
Okay.
I've seen where he does stuff, but I don't.
Okay. I can't believe you don't like David Letterman.
What time was it on?
10:30.
Oh, he was on with Jay Leno, right? Like they competed,
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And his
really...
late night show was 11:30 before, you
right.
Know,
no, I was watching Conan at that hour.
Conan took over for it.
No, but I mean, no. Well, one, I just never paid attention. I don't really like CBS. So
okay, you don't like CBS.
Sorry.
All right. Letterman was the king. How many did we get there?
We are tied at five.
Tied
after
at
one
five.
Round.
What's going on, Esmeralda?
That's your fault.
We're tied. Person who doesn't like David Letterman.
I just don't care. I don't. I never watched it.
Oh man! All right. So what's our theme for your next one here?
Oh.
Oh, you know what? Let's wait. Let's wait because we're gonna we got a break here, and then we'll come back and finish this all up. Yeah. So you would have known if I would have said the food place next door to
the
theater.
No, I wouldn't have known the name.
Oh.
I'm familiar that there was a food place.
Yeah. Well, listen. If you struggled with Paul Schaefer, you would definitely not know Hello Deli.
No,
because you had difficulty with Paul Schaefer.
No, I didn't know the name. So,
I used to watch Letterman all the time. Grew up on him. Not grew up on him, but my teenage years formative in terms of his comedy. He was the best. You know, he did a morning show. He started out in morning shows.
Oh yeah.
Summer of 1980, he was on at 10 a.m. And I watched it every single morning. It was on for the summer of 1980, and it bombed because Letterman at 10 o'clock in the morning doesn't work.
Right.
Letterman at 11:30 at night works because he was doing weird stuff, and people were like, in the daytime people watching that show were like, what the hell is this? What's going on? But then when they shifted to 11:30, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with your opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6. We are playing some celebrity name game, and we're tied at 5, correct, Dan?
Tied at 5, heading into the second stanza.
All right, here we go. Esmeralda, what's the next subject matter?
The King of Entertainment, all about Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
All right, 45 on the clock.
Seems of opinion, subjective.
Yeah.
A subjective type.
Yeah.
Ready? Begin.
Phone Home.
E.T.? The Extraterrestrial?
Yeah.
That's the full title of the movie.
Right, all right. He's going to eat you. He's in the water.
Jaws?
Yes. your movie night this month.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Next month.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Well, just the name.
Indiana Jones.
The movie with Oprah.
Color Purple.
Yes. The movie, it's black and white. It's about...
Schindler's List.
Yes. This is in Ohio. They make that awful spaghetti sauce. The city.
Prego? Ragu?
No, they do that chili.
Two, one, time.
They do what?
A Cincinnati chili.
Cincinnati was the clue?
Yeah. Never heard of that chili? That got
off the
chili?
Oh, no, I know.
Sweet.
I'm just trying. Is he from Cincinnati?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell Cincinnati.
See? It throws you off. That's why I'm like, I don't even pay attention to the themes.
Yeah. All right.
No point.
What did we get?
Five again that time.
All right. Let's see if we can do something better here. How about this? Dog Day Afternoon, Famous Dogs.
Okay.
Famous Dogs.
All right, ready? 45 on the clock. Begin.
Charlie Brown's dog.
Oh, Snoopy.
the most famous collie of all time.
Lassie.
The dog in The Wizard of Oz.
Toto.
The dog, the comic strip dog, the big dog.
Not Clifford, is it?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a cartoon dog that solves murder mysteries.
Scooby?
Right. Well, full name.
Oh, Scooby-Doo?
Right. Let's see. These dogs have spots, and there's a number of them.
Dalmatian? Oh, yep. 101 Dalmatians.
Right. The dog named after the composer.
Beethoven.
Right. Not Goofy, but the other Disney.
Two,
the other
one.
Disney dog.
Oh,
time.
I was going to say Rufus.
No, not Rufus. Pluto. And then Marmaduke was
Marmaduke. Yeah, yeah.
All right. What did we get there?
Six there. So
uh-oh. So
Esmeralda leads by
Esmeralda's
one.
Esmeralda's in the lead.
There you go.
Okay. All right. What's the next little thing there?
The Fab Four from Liverpool.
Wow, and you're not gonna you're gonna give
the
this to
Beatles
me?
The Beatles stuff.
Oh boy!
What
all right.
does that mean? The Beatles stuff?
I guess the stuff that has to do with the Beatles.
I know, but
I don't know.
All right, ready? Begin.
The surly one of the group.
John Lennon.
Yes. Written by Paul.
Yesterday.
Yes. The guy who wrote Yesterday.
Paul McCartney.
Yes. This is that they walked on it.
Abbey Road.
Yes. Oh, everyone hates her.
Not everyone. Yoko Ono.
Most people yep. blame her. The quiet one.
George Harrison.
Yes. This is the show they were on. The first show.
Ed Sullivan.
Yes. The drummer.
Ringo Starr.
What's the cartoon they did?
Oh, Yellow Submarine.
Yes. And where are they from?
Two.
Liverpool, England.
One.
Okay.
Time.
10 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
See, that's what happens when two Beatles fans, when it's a Beatles fan giving clues to a Beatles fan.
But I also like that they just put all the members.
Yeah.
I could have just been like, name them all.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 45 seconds on the clock.
Ready?
A part of history, American icons.
No. Oh.
And begin.
Okay, this guy was shot because they said that he shot Kennedy.
Oh my gosh.
Three names.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's right. This is a painter whose his paintings look like he just threw
Jackson Pollock.
Right. She was a painter and vaginas.
George O'Keefe.
Right.
Vaginas.
Well, then, yeah.
I mean, yes.
Okay, a black activist. Denzel Washington played him
Malcolm
in the movie.
X.
The guy who invented the car?
Henry Ford.
Right. A great actress who was just portrayed by Jessica Lange in the TV series.
Oh, Betty Davis.
Yes. A rich guy who peed in jars. And
one. Time.
Oh. I can't remember his name.
Howard
Leonardo Keats. DiCaprio.
Right, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mr. Right, Burns.
Where are we now?
After three rounds, Nick leads 20-17.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Esmeralda, what's the next one for you?
Oh, wait. We did that one. Oh, Songbirds. Famous female singers.
Oh, boy.
All right. Begin.
It's Vic's Guilty Pleasure.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yes. She sang about respect.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Oh, this is that one artist that I didn't think you would get, but you
Pink.
Get it. Yes. Oh, Dan Shugrue's favorite song. She sings it.
Celine Dion.
Yes. This is one of your
Madonna.
Yes. She sings about memories.
Barbara Streisand.
Yes. She's on The Voice, and she wears chaps. She has.
Alicia Keys?
No.
Gwen Stefani?
No. The
three.
Blonde.
Two.
One. What's her? Christina Aguilera.
She did wear. She had a phase.
She did. I know. Yeah. She in that Dirty video.
Chaps.
She's wearing chaps in that Dirty video.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What was the joke that Tina Fey had about that video? It's like, you know, after watching that video, I'm pretty much certain just from watching it, I got Hep C.
Yeah.
just from watching it. Okay, what's the score here? How many we got to get here?
So you have 26. Esmeralda needs to be perfect here to win.
You got to get all 10.
Oh, boy.
All right. Brr! Cold things and people.
All right.
Okay.
And people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Begin.
A Batman villain.
Oh, Mr. Freeze.
That's right. He is a rapper. Not Cube.
Vanilla Ice.
No. Oh. A rapper. A real
Ice
rapper.
Tea.
Yes. This guy melted because the sun came out. After
Mr.
The,
Snow. No, the Frosty.
Yes.
Frosty the Snowman.
This is, you go to watch girls skate in and they do routines.
Ice rinks?
No, it's
figure
it tours the country. It's the name of the show.
Oh my gosh.
Girls in Skirts.
Oh, On Ice.
No, let's get. You mentioned this idiot earlier. He as a rapper.
Vanilla Ice.
Right. Another rapper, not
Three,
T, but
ice
two.
Cube.
Right.
One.
And okay.
Time.
What was the one?
What? Ice Capades.
Oh, Ice Capades.
Yeah.